This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back or welcome to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thanks so much for joining me for today's episode. I think you're going to love the very simple tool we talk about in today's episode. In fact, I think it can change just about every area of your life. You can use this tool in your relationships. You can use this tool when it comes to money, when it comes to a big change you want to make in your life that maybe feels daunting or overwhelming. You can do it on your day-to-day tasks. Before we get into this tool, which I can't wait to talk about because I use it constantly, more and more and more recently, before we get into it, I want to give you a heads up that registration is now open for our spring 12 weeks to transformation. So if you want to work more closely with me, if you are ready to have some structure, some accountability, some coaching, and a real process to help you lean in and make things happen in your life, go right now to the show notes page for this episode, primalpotential.com/736. All the information is there. Go right now, primalpotential.com/736, and then come right back to this episode because you don't want to miss this tool. The other day, I was on an accountability call with a couple of ladies that are in my mastermind, my business mastermind, or really the business mastermind that I'm a part of, not mine. And what we do on these short calls, we just agreed to do them. They're super, super casual. They're generally pretty short. We just say, there's only three of us, what our goals are for the week. And if there's anything that the other two ladies on the call can do to support or encourage us. And sometimes we talk about, you know, what's going on in the business to give some context to the goals, or sometimes it's not related to business and it's more personal. Lately at this phase of life, I tend to be sharing more personal things than business things. But one of the girls on the call the other day was sharing how she does these small group leadership weekends and she loves doing them and they work really well and they create amazing results for her clients. They're a high ticket item, but she might stop doing them because filling them, getting butts in seats, selling tickets, is really a challenge. And it's way harder than running the event. She said, you know, when people go, they're totally on board and they get so much value out of it, but it's hard to fill those seats. And I just, you know, she said, I don't like that process. And I might just stop doing them altogether because it takes so much effort to sell them out. And I asked her, well, what would it look like if it was easy? If it was easy to fill these seats, what would that look like? And her first response was kind of, as most of ours is, kind of like cavalier, kind of flippant. Well, if somebody did it for me, it would be easy, right? If I didn't have to do any part of it. And I said, well, that's a real option, right? You could have somebody handle all of your sales and you don't pay them anything up front, you just pay them commission. Or you could hire an agency that you pay up front and they get a commission, or they don't get a commission or whatever, but you know, that's a real option. That's real. And I said, what else? And we had this really great conversation that started with, I think I'm going to walk away from this thing because it's hard and I'm doubting my ability to do it. And it turned into, this could actually not only be done, but be done and be easy. So a few days after that call, I was on another call with Susie, who is Primal Potential's chief operating officer, and we were setting specific goals for her quarterly bonuses. So we have big goals for the company, and then a few of them are tied to how she gets bonuses every quarter. And there are just a few. We don't believe in having, I don't know, 100 million targets to hit, But about the first of two or three goals, she said, this one makes me nervous because, and then she listed out a bunch of reasons, right? It's going to take a lot of change and you're not going to be as accessible during this time because of the baby and we haven't done it before. And there's really not that much time between now and then. Which is a totally normal response. It's what so many of us do when we're talking about a goal, whether that's losing weight, getting out of debt, starting a business, you name it. We kind of go to, but, you know, if you said, I really want to save $10,000, your first thoughts might be, but things keep coming up because of the kids. And every time I say that I set this saving goal, something comes up, something goes wrong, there's some big unexpected expense, or, you know, I really want to save this $10,000, but I don't have a lot of options for making more money between now and then. What we're doing when we lead with that is we're talking ourselves out of it. We're giving ourselves a logic-based out. We are making that thing less likely to happen, and we're using our energy in a really poor way. We're using our energy to tell ourselves a story of why it's not going to happen, why it's unrealistic, why it's unlikely, why we're intimidated by it, why we doubt ourselves. So I'm having this conversation with Susie, and we're setting this goal, and she's saying, you know, we can go for it, but here are all the reasons that it makes me nervous. And I said, here's the thing. Our job is to make a plan that gives us confidence and certainty and makes this easier. Doesn't make it easy, doesn't make it effortless, but the fact that you lack belief right now is not reflective of the goal. Seriously, I want you guys to lean into this. The fact that you lack belief right now is not reflective of the goal. It is reflective of the fact that we don't have an epic strategy that gives us confidence. So that's our job. That's our job. We need to improve or change or develop a strategy so that when we look at the goal, we have a lot of confidence. When we have the strategy in our hands, we're like, yeah, as long as we do these things, and then we use our attention instead of psyching ourselves out or going through all the reasons it might not work, we use our energy to get to work. Like, okay, of this strategy that we put together, what can we do right now? And I told her about my conversation with my mastermind friend and how I asked, you know, what would it look like if it was easy? So I said to Susie, we need to, and we scheduled another meeting to do it, but I said, we need to sit down now that we've established these goals and say to ourselves and say to each other, it would be easy to hit this goal if, even if some of those answers seem like a long shot, because then you ask the question again, right? Just like when I asked my mastermind friend and she said, well, it'll be easy if somebody did it for me. Sometimes we then stop there because it would be easy if doesn't feel very easy or doesn't feel realistic. But if we keep asking the question, we get to so many strategies that turn this thing in which we lack belief into a thing in which we have a lot of confidence, right? So when you answer with something that seems like a long shot, you ask the question again. Well, what would it look like if that was easy? And as you ask those questions and you answer, you begin to put together an action plan. So in my conversation with Susie, I said, you know, for example, this particular goal would be way easier if all of a sudden we got a ton of major publicity or even just major publicity from one place. Now, it would be easy to stop there because like, okay, it's not exactly easy to get major publicity. So then we ask again, well, what would it look like if getting significant publicity was easy? And I shared with her, you know, a few years ago, Dr. Oz did a story on me and some of the changes I've made in my life. So it would be easy if they wanted to do a follow-up. Or a few years ago, Dave Ramsey did a video segment on some of the changes that I had made in my life and getting out of debt and losing weight and all of that. It would be easy to get publicity if they wanted to do a follow-up. Okay, so what would it look like if that was easy, right? Because, I mean, just calling up Dr. Oz and saying, hey, buddy, you want to do a follow-up? Not necessarily an easy thing. But what would it look like if that was easy? Well, it would be easy if we had a contact there. It would be easy if we had a special pitch, you know, an angle to pitch to them. And then we can create a plan. You see what I mean? It doesn't mean that you're all of a sudden going to identify something that's like, oh, now it's super easy. But the answers that you get help you craft a strategy so that the thing that you want is now easier and you build confidence in your ability to do it. So for Susie and I, we came up with a list, I'm not kidding you, of like 60 or 70 things that we could do to make this goal easier. Now, we know that all 60 or 70 are not going to work out perfectly. But when we look at that list, we're like, even if we hit 15 of these, this goal gets way easier. And we move from not having a lot of confidence in the goal to feeling really, really good about it. Your lack of confidence does not reflect anything about the goal or its attainability. It reflects the fact that you don't have a good strategy. And that's what we need. So how does this apply in our own lives? Let's look at money. I was having a conversation with somebody the other day who's on my team in my other business, and we're working together on their goal of making an additional $3,000 a month within the next 8 weeks, okay? And initially, as is super common, she didn't feel really confident in the goal. And I explained, we don't need to change the goal. We don't need to say, okay, well then, let's just go for $1,000 a month extra in the next 8 weeks. No. What we need, what that lack of confidence tells us is that we need a plan in place that gives her confidence. And so I said to her, it would be easy to hit this if. What would this look like? What would have to happen for this to be easy? And she was like, well, if I had a huge audience or a platform. Okay, but that's not, we don't dismiss that because like that's not easy. What would it look like if that was easy? Well, I would just use somebody else's platform. Okay, well, you know, getting somebody to let you on their platform to share something isn't always easy, but it could be. So what would it look like if that was easy? You know, if there was somebody that I knew who really could benefit from this message, their listeners could benefit. You see where I'm going with this? You just keep asking and then you put together a plan. Losing weight. If I said to you, you know, well, what would it look like if losing that 50 pounds was easy? And maybe your first kind of flippant, cavalier response would be like, well, if somebody did all my cooking for me, if I didn't have to worry about that. And maybe your first instinct is to dismiss that because you can't afford a chef. But maybe it would be easy if that was affordable meal delivery, or it was doing your food prep with a friend. If every Sunday, instead of going out for wine or talking on the phone for 2 hours, we did meal prep together. Or maybe you swap with a friend who loves to cook. You know, if you're an accountant or a bookkeeper, well, I'll help you with your tax prep if you do my food prep for me, you know, or I'll watch your kids, you know, for 10 hours over the next month if you'll spend 4 or 5 hours over the month, an hour or so a week doing my meal prep for me. Or you just do it yourself, right? It would be easy if it was all taken care of ahead of time. And maybe you say, it would be easy if I had somebody holding me accountable, somebody I wouldn't dismiss, somebody I would take seriously. And maybe you say, okay, well, what would make that easy? Well, the 12 weeks to transformation, you know? And then maybe you say, well, sounds nice, but I can't afford it. Well, what would it look like if that was easy? Maybe you have a yard sale and you come up with enough for the first of the three payments. The tool is, what would it look like if this was easy? This would be easy if. And if you're like, it'll never be easy. Okay, easier. It would be easier if. What does that look like? You can use that question in your relationship, in dealing with your kids, with your finances, starting a business, any particular goal in your business or in your life, organizing the basement. It really doesn't matter. And do not dismiss that first option. I know, I've experienced it. That first option is usually like a moonshot that you're like, well, it would be easy if this, but this isn't going to happen. Well, maybe there's somewhere else you can go. Maybe there's 20 answers to this would be easier if. And maybe when you break down 4 or 5 of them, you see that it is very, very achievable for you. I started the show by sharing with you guys that registration is open now for the spring 12 weeks to transformation. And I go through it myself every single time, which is just such a gift, right? And in the Master's Club, they can go through as well every single time for just what they pay to be in the Master's Club. But even for people who join brand new, they say, this made it easier. Having the accountability, having the coaching calls, having the identity journal, having a clear challenge every single week, getting the daily coaching audios, maybe that is the answer for you. All you need to do is go to the show notes page for today's episode, primalpotential.com/736, and all the information will be right there for you to get the info that you need for you to register and grab your spot. As soon as you register, we will get your identity journal out in the mail. You'll get immediate access to your daily coaching audios. If you have any questions, reach out to us so we can talk about it. But maybe that is part of what makes it easier for you. And maybe it has nothing to do with the 12 weeks to transformation and you just answer these questions. It would be easy if. It would be easier if. What would it look like if it was easy? And I'm telling you right now, this tool will open up all sorts of possibilities for you. If you lack confidence in a goal, it is not about you. It is not about the goal. It just reflects that you haven't done the work to create a strategy that gives you the confidence you need to make it happen. So ask those questions, and I hope I get to work with you over the next 12 weeks in our 12 weeks to transformation. Take care. Thanks so much for listening to the Primal Potential Podcast, where our goal is not to help you learn. Our goal is to help you change. This is a year of action. Take something you learned from this episode and put it into action in your life today. To learn more about working more closely with me and the Primal Potential team, please visit primalpotential.com/transform.